It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Welcome to this... Well, that's the telephone ringing. As soon as we get here, telephone ring. Hello? Hi, Mr. McFeely. Yes, as a matter of fact, I thought I might go there today. Will you be able to go? Oh, all right. Yes, I know how busy you are. Stan Searles. Sure. Well, thank you for calling. All right. Bye-bye. That was Mr. McFeely. He wanted to remind me about a new place in the neighborhood that has real live penguins. Do you know what penguins are? Those black and white birds that walk around? Well, I want to go there in a few minutes, but before that, I want to sing a song for you. I was thinking last time we were together that every person in the whole world is different from everybody else, and yet we can still love each other because the most important things about us are inside of us. So even if we look different and sound different and smell different on the outside, we're all human beings and have our human thoughts and feelings inside. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like. That's what I wanted to sing to you. Now let's go to the penguin place so I can show you those creatures. Come along. Those look like statues of penguins there. So this must be the place where the penguins are. Let's just go inside and look for Stan. Come along. Stan, it's Fred Rogers.
Fred, what a nice surprise. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are things with you?
Oh, keeping busy.
Good. I'd like you to know my television neighbor. This is Stan Searles. Here you have some penguins here.
We have a lot of penguins here, but right now I'm looking at some film of a baby penguin. Would you like to see that?
Sure, I would.
These are emperor penguins. They're the large birds in the back.
Yes.
And they're sitting on eggs right now. Although they don't sit on the eggs, they have to hold the eggs on their feet to keep it off the ice so the eggs don't get cold.
Oh, you mean the egg sits right on the
feet? Right on the bird's feet for 2 months. Never leaves. If it got on the ice, it would just get too cold for the egg and it wouldn't grow right. Huh. And then as the egg grows larger and larger, the chick starts to come out. And he has to help himself out of the egg. Slowly pushes his way out. And even the baby penguin will stay on the parent's feet for many, many weeks just to keep warm.
Well, does the parent just stand there?
Just stands there. It'll walk very slowly sometimes. When the baby is hungry, he'll call to his parent, and the parent will reach down and share some of his food with the baby. See it taking right from the parent's mouth.
Oh, yes.
And they grow very, very quickly. And they have this very fine, fine feathers when they're young. And as they grow, they have to get the adult feathers. So they look like an adult penguin. And here's a baby with his parents. You can see he's so large now, he doesn't have to stay on his parents' feet.
Uh-huh.
And now he's taking a stroll across his neighborhood with his parents and a few of his friends.
That's a cold neighborhood.
Very cold neighborhood.
Oh, that's fun to see them.
Would you like to see some more penguins?
I would.
We have a whole group of them in there just waiting to see you.
Live ones.
Oh, yeah.
Come along.
This is moving. Watch your step. There's our penguins.
Oh, my.
Right on the other side of that glass is all the water and snow and ice, and they love it in there.
Is that fun to watch them? Swimming?
Swimming underwater, walking on the ice.
They swim so well, they look like big fish.
They do. They're excellent swimmers, but they really are birds. They do everything that a bird does. They have feathers. They lay eggs. They just can't fly.
They are curious creatures.
They really do enjoy the people. They will come up to the glass and look at you, and they love people for company.
Look how they just go like this. And...
Well, they like to exercise and run and play just like we do.
Just like people.
Just like people.
I love to watch them. Oh, just jumped.
Just
right
jumps
up
right out of the water. Doesn't even bother to climb. Just shoot right out.
Must be very cold in there.
It's cold, although they enjoy it. They love to lay in the snow and ice, just like we like to lay in the sun.
Uh-huh. Wonder what it would feel like inside there.
Well, we'll put on a jacket and some boots, and how would you like to go in and visit?
I'd like to.
Okay.
Where are we here?
Well, this is an area where we wash all of our buckets and keep everything clean and nice for the birds. And this is the entrance to the exhibit.
Oh, good.
But before we go in, why don't you take those boots and put them over your shoes? Because there's a lot of ice and snow in there. And I'll set my pad down. I already have my boots on, you see?
Yeah.
And we need these big parkas to keep warm. We have an extra one here that someone's not using at the moment. We'll put these on and go inside.
Oh, that does feel warm.
It's like getting dressed for winter time, isn't it? You ready?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go. Well, here we are, Fred.
Oh.
See, we have a snow shower in here all the time.
Oh, yeah.
The birds love it.
But I listen to them talk. They go,
very talkative in here. See if we can get a couple of them. Well, here's one of them wants to visit with us right here. This is a young penguin.
Is it all right to touch him?
Sure, you may touch him and pet him.
Oh, he's so soft. Such soft feathers. Is it all right if he does?
Oh, he's just checking you out. He's not really trying to bite you. He's just nibbling on you. You see right here is a bracelet. They wear a bracelet on their flipper.
What?
So we can tell them apart.
Oh.
It's almost like a name tag.
I see. So you know each one personally,
you know every
huh?
single bird.
Now, some of them are very big. Are they the parents and then the smaller ones the children?
No. Some of these smaller birds are just as old as the big birds. They're just different types of birds and they don't grow as big.
Uh-huh. But they keep in families, do they?
They stay in family groups a lot of the time, and the parents, when the chick first hatches, takes very good care of it. The parents have to stay with the chick all the time, and then as the chick gets older, it moves away from home.
Must take a lot of work to keep this place.
We have a lot of people working in here hard every single day. Yeah. In fact, Kim's over here working right now. Would you like to go say hello?
Sure. Hello, Kim.
Hi.
I'm Fred Rogers.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Rogers.
Glad to meet you. What are you doing?
I just brought the penguins over some clean snow.
I see.
We bring them fresh snow all the time to make sure they're all nice and clean.
All sorts of things that you do for them here, aren't there?
Yes, lots of things.
Have you always been interested in animals?
Always, ever since I was a little girl.
You had pets when you were a little girl?
I had all sorts of pets when I was small.
Yeah.
But no penguins.
No penguins. Unfortunately not. No penguins. Everything else but.
Yeah. Well, I know you have lots to do, but I'm interested in everything in here. Did you have pets when you were little?
I had dogs and snakes and lizards, and I never had penguins either.
Oh. See you later, Kim.
Would you like to hold one of them?
Sure.
Pick up this little bird and just hold his feet right there, and he'll probably talk to you. Talking to you right now.
I'll say. Now, what kind is this penguin?
This is a rockhopper penguin.
Because I noticed it didn't have those yellow things.
It will have them when it gets older, but this is a different type, and it's the smallest type of penguin we have in here.
I see. Now, penguins would never hatch chickens, would they?
No. Penguins only hatch penguins, just like chickens only hatch chickens. And they're a very special animal, but they will only take care of their own type of bird. Here in the facility, they live with one another and play with one another, but when it comes time to having a family, they go off and rockhoppers have families with rockhoppers and macaroni penguins have families with macaroni penguins.
Just like human beings have human being
That's
babies.
Right.
Hi.
I'll put him down for you.
Feels so soft. Now, those are awfully big over there, I noticed.
Those are the emperor penguins. Those are the largest penguins that are found. They like to stay in a little group and be together.
What if we walked over toward them? Are they
Well, let's
shy
see what happens. They're a little shy. They might walk away a little bit. Now,
they're
if you
just
get down,
shaking
get
like...
down kind of low, they like it better when you're their size. You just sort of creep towards them. And maybe if you reach your hand out, you can touch one.
Can I touch you? Aren't they beautiful?
Very beautiful.
May I say how do you do? They're very shy.
Very, very shy.
And they're the biggest one.
Largest penguin, and they're the shyest. And the penguin that's the most curious is the smallest. In fact, you've got a couple right behind you here.
What a treat to be here. You know, I think I could stay here for a week.
Well, you'll have to come back and visit us again.
I'd like to, but I must get back to my place.
Okay.
I have to say goodbye to you, friends. Yeah.
See you birds later.
Bye-bye. I really like it here. Look. Snow shower. Ah! Thank you, Stan. My, what a wonderful experience that was.
I'm glad you liked it.
I guess I don't need this out here in this world.
Here, I'll take that for you.
You're a dedicated person.
Well, it takes a lot of work to take care of the penguins.
I'm sure it does. It's a lot of work to get this
off. A lot of work to get your boots off, too.
Thanks very much.
Glad you could stop by.
Sure, wish you well. I go this way, don't I?
Just right out that way.
Good. Wish you well.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, we know a lot more about that kind of bird than we knew before, don't we? Well, let's go back to my place. Come along. I like to be able to show you interesting things like that. Let's have some make-believe now. Charlie? Last time we pretended that Bob Dog didn't have a cousin, and he needed one. So he and Anna Platypus adopted each other as cousins. Now they can go to the cousin reunion. Cousin Mary Owl was glad of that, and she said, "Now that takes care of everybody but Daniel Tiger." So what do you suppose Daniel needs? Let's think about that now. Neighborhood of Maple.
That's right, dear. Now the Joneses have a little baby daughter.
But how did they get her?
They adopted her Tuesday, and now she's their baby.
Do they have a bed for her to sleep in?
Oh, yes, they do. I went to visit, and they have a lovely little bed.
And do they have plenty for her to eat?
Oh, yes. They found out exactly what babies need, and they have plenty.
Oh. And will they ever say no to her?
What do you mean, son?
Well, will they ever tell their adopted baby, no, you can't do that, if it's something they don't want her to do?
Well, of course they'll say no to her sometimes.
Certainly, dear. She's their daughter, and all fine parents have to say no to their children sometimes.
Even to their adopted children?
Prince Tuesday, adopted children are real children, just like all other children. And everyone needs to hear no sometimes.
Just like everyone needs to hear yes sometimes.
Oh, and here comes another member of our family. Niece Eberlyn, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday and Aunt Sarah and Cousin Tuesday.
You and I are cousins, aren't we?
We certainly are, and we'll be going to the cousin reunion.
Isn't everyone going to the cousin reunion?
Well, Cousin Mary says that everyone is coming except Daniel Tiger.
Why can't Daniel come?
I'm not sure, and that's why I'm going to go and talk with him now.
Well, if he needs a cousin, I'm certainly happy to call him cousin.
Oh, I think we all are. I'll go try to find out what he wants to do.
Farewell then, niece.
Farewell, cousin.
Farewell.
Farewell, Miss Evelyn.
What an exciting day.
Oh, you're certainly all dressed up.
Cousin reunion. I'll see you there.
Right. I'm going to talk with Daniel Tiger now.
Oh, he told me there's no way that he can come.
Because he doesn't have a cousin?
Well, I think that's the reason. And I told him that Bob Dog didn't have a cousin, but he got an adopted one, and now he's coming.
Well, Daniel's an old friend of mine, so I'll go and talk with him.
Oh, fine. I'll see you later.
Righto. Bye. Lady Eberlyn.
I'm in the shower, Lady Eberlyn.
I can wait, Daniel.
Sometimes I take a long shower.
Well, I don't have anything to do right now, and it's a beautiful day to stand by a beautiful clock where a beautiful friend is taking a shower.
Okay, then.
I like to take a shower, just like a thirsty flower or dusty grain loves rain. I stand there dry by air, then run for fun. I like to take a shower.
Happy, Lady Eberlyn.
Oh, Daniel, you're there.
Yes.
I was just thinking about taking a shower.
Sometimes I take a shower when I'm sad.
Is that why you took one today?
Sort of.
Did it help?
Sort of.
Do you think your old friend could help?
Who do you mean?
Me. I'm your old friend.
Oh, well, maybe.
I'd like to try.
Well, it's about the cousin reunion.
Yes?
You see, I'm worried about it.
Could you tell me why?
Well, I've never been to one. And I heard that when you go, everybody,
Everybody?
Well, hello there, cousins. Are you all set for the reunion?
Hi, X. We were just talking about it right now.
Well, it seems everybody's talking about it. It should be the biggest reunion of cousins in history. My old cousin Mary sure knows how to plan a rip-roaring good time. So I'll see you there.
Yes, I'll see you there, X.
And I'll see you too, Daniel.
Yes, well, maybe. If I don't have to take another shower.
Oh, well, you might have to take one afterwards. All that stuff to eat and all those kissing cousins. What a great time will be had by all. Okay, then, bye-bye.
So, now you know.
Know what?
Why I don't want to go.
No, I don't. Daniel, I can't know if you don't tell me.
But X the Owl said it.
You mean all that stuff to eat?
No, the other thing he said.
What, Daniel?
All the kissing cousins. I just don't want to have a lot of people kissing me. I just don't feel like it, and I'm not going.
Oh, Daniel, not all cousins are kissing cousins.
They're not?
Oh, no. That's just something somebody made up. Someone who likes to kiss their cousin.
You mean you don't have to kiss if you don't want to?
Of course not. Nobody has to kiss anybody if they don't want to.
I thought you did.
Oh, no. Kissing is just one of the ways that people have of saying I love you. But there are many other ways.
Like hugging?
Yes. And like talking about important things.
And listening?
Yes, and caring if your cousin is sad.
Or your friend is in the shower.
Or ugga mugga.
There are many ways to say I love you.
I'll see you later, Daniel.
Okay. And thank you. Oh, I don't have to kiss and I don't have to do anything I don't want to at the reunion. Oh.
Hi, Bob Dog and Anna Platypus.
Lady Evelyn, we're cousins, you know.
Oh, I know. Congratulations.
We signed the papers. Now we're cousins forever.
Yes, and it didn't hurt at all.
What didn't hurt?
Getting adopted.
Did you think it would hurt?
Well, I never done it before, and I didn't know, you know.
Oh, no. Getting adopted doesn't hurt. It's just another way people have of saying, I love you.
Yes, and I love you, Cousin Anna.
And I love you, Cousin Bob.
And I love you both. Let's go to the cousin reunion.
Oh, good idea.
So, everybody has a cousin? And they're all going to the CR room for the cousin reunion. And they won't have to kiss if they don't want to. When I meet a child, I usually wait until that child offers to kiss me or hug me. And that way, I know who it is who likes to kiss or hug. These fish like to eat. As Daniel Tiger said, there are so many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. You will. As you grow, you'll find many ways to show people your love. You know, some children live with just their parents and their brothers and sisters. But some have grandparents who live with them. My grandmother lived with us for a while. She surely had many ways of showing her love for us. I'm really glad to know that you and I are television neighbors. We're a little like one big family. I like to think about you even when I'm not here. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too, and we'll be together again. I'll be back. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.